And with me in the KRVS studios this afternoon is Mariusz Smoly. He is the artistic director and conductor of the Acadiana Symphony Orchestra, here to talk about the start of their season. I know you've been on this past summer talking about the series, which has this lovely theme of water. Over the next 3 years, you are focusing on a number of different elements, and water is the one for this year. Your first concert, your master concert of the season, is this coming Saturday. And I know you all are so happy that this season's about to begin. Your series tickets are up from last year, and so people are quite enthusiastic too.
Oh yes, our subscription sales are going very well. We are exceeding our goals. We are above the last year levels. We are very excited about it. I think it's a good sign that the community welcomes what we do. It's responsive to our programming, our performances, and I hope we'll also exceed our level of single ticket sales, so the hammer will be always full when our orchestra performs. And we indeed are going to provide really spectacular shows, not just in terms of musical presentation, but also in the visual presentations. And our opening concert this Saturday is a great example of how music can sort of create a fusion with other arts and deliver one beautiful artistic product. Because in addition to several works on the program, many of them associated with the theme of water, as you mentioned, we're going to show a special photography that was created to sort of deepen the musical narration through the visual experience. And in both cases, those special pictures, the special photography is going to accompany music that is inspired by water. In the first case, it will be a symphonic poem by Czech composer Bedřich Smetana, titled The Moldau, which is the English name of the largest river in Czech Republic, which is called by their natives Vltava. And a group of photographers from East Coast who went to Czech Republic a few years ago and photographed the river at different stages of the river's development, with the very first drop somewhere in the mountains, to the moment when the river becomes really powerful and big. And also they did it in different seasons. So you're going to get a very different feel for how the same body of water can feel depending where you find
it. Whether it's spring or autumn.
Right. Mm-hmm. And the second musical piece, which is another symphonic poem, this time by Finnish composer Jan Sibelius, titled The Swan of Tuonela, based on the old Finnish legend, will be accompanied by a photographic composition titled The Ghost of the Mist, which talks about different forms of water, especially addressing the mist, the fog, and how it evolves from the water and how it goes back to the water, how it goes up in the air. And I think the connection with northern Scandinavian lakes are very often very misty, and that music, which was, of course, again, created in having in mind the Sibelius piece, will bring us to a very special world, very special place. And again, I'm very happy that we can offer this wonderful fusion of two different arts, and we're offering it in a live presentation, because this one of the photographers who created it is coming to town, and he's going manually kind of play the photographs with us as we play the music. So everything sort of happens.
You're going to be a visual arts conductor as you're
right.
conducting the music.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, and of course, the Moldau is so picturesque in itself.
Oh, yes, it's wonderful. You know, it starts with passages playing by two flutes, which describe, I think, the beginning of the river, the gentle few little drops that eventually become a huge river.
It passes through the gates.
So the composer starts with a very small orchestration, like the river starts with a very small stream, and then gradually it grows and brings happy tunes, dramatic tunes. You know, rivers became so much a part of human's history, human's life, and almost inseparable, you know, in Czech Republic. Then you have a Thames River in London, etc., etc. The rivers are really very important for our history and for our culture.
Mm-hmm. So a wonderful visual arts accompaniment to these pieces about music. If you are just tuning in, my guest is Mariusz Smoly, conductor of the Acadiana Symphony Orchestra, here to talk about the first concert of their season, which will be this Saturday, the 21st. It starts at 6 o'clock at the Hyman Performing Arts Center. The theme for the year is water, and so many of the pieces will have something to do with water. Your guest artist for the evening is a very, very talented young pianist who just recently won last year the New Orleans International Piano Competition. Every year you try to showcase one of those winners.
Right. He's a hugely talented young man. I mean, I played with many different pianists, but he's really outstanding in his own class. He's still very young, in his early 20s, originally from Bulgaria. Living in the United States for several years and presently residing in Houston, Texas, and still taking some lessons at the major professors of piano at the Rice University. He has a lot of youthful energy, but very interesting musical maturity at the same time, which is unique for that age. I listened to some of his recordings. I talked to people who heard him live during the competition, and many agreed it's probably one of the most outstanding individual they've seen for many, many years coming out of those laureates in New Orleans. I'm very excited for us being able to feature him, and I'm looking forward to the artistic collaboration. Our first rehearsal is tomorrow, so we'll see how the chemistry is going to work out, but I'm sure it will be a wonderful performance.
And what is he accompanying, or what will he be playing with the orchestra?
He'll play very well-known and beloved piece from virtuosic pianistic repertoire, the Rhapsody on the theme by Paganini, by Sergei Rachmaninoff. It has the feel of the grandioso of the great Rachmaninoff piano concertos, but at the same time, there's a lot of lightness. There's a moment where you almost feel like you're in at the Hollywood movies, because Rachmaninoff, after being in the United States, he got a little buck of American jazzy rhythms. So there's a little bit of there that I always enjoy recognizing and underlining in the performance. It's a really wonderful composition that shows both the great skill of Rachmaninoff as a composer, gives the pianist opportunity to shine on many different levels, and it also gives very nice parts to the orchestra. So it's overall very balanced piece, always audience favorites. You probably know some of the tunes, even though you may not recognize the title.
Well, it's fascinating, and particularly the pieces that you all bring to this area. People are familiar with them, but they just didn't know that, you know, and whether they was through movies or old cartoons, or that it's wonderful, high-quality music that artists have recognized for decades and been using it as a part of their collaborative art.
Yeah, very often we know the art on this kind of superficial level. We know, are aware of the Mona Lisa smile. We may not know any other Da Vinci's work, but we know about that. So we sort of know that Da Vinci is great, but we never really bought an album with his painting. And we know famous Shakespearean quote, to be or not to be, even though maybe we didn't read the entire Hamlet. So I think sometimes it's good to take a day in your life to go a little bit deeper to what we know is great. We never maybe had time to explore it. And for me, it's always a fascinating journey.
Yes. Well, people will be able to hear that this Saturday. Again, their guest artist won the New Orleans International Piano Competition last year, and he will be performing the Rachmaninoff with the Acadiana Symphony Orchestra. And you have another water piece. I guess it's not really describing water like a river, but it's Swan Lake, which everyone thinks we're very familiar with.
Right. Well, it's a long ballet. There are many wonderful sections. Some of them are better known, some of them are not so well known. We're doing a little excerpt from there, which features so-called first scene with a very famous, beautiful harp solo, and then features its most famous waltz. And one may ask, what's the connection between water here and music? I think all of Tchaikovsky's ballet have a lot of elegance. But this particular ballet, when he's talking about this Swan Lake and the beautiful, elegant atmosphere that the subject matter dictates, I think this is really one of the most flowing and elegant music Tchaikovsky ever wrote, not just from the ballets, but in general. It has this little special touch to that, and I think it's very fitting to be on the program.
And again, probably something that people will find familiar, but in this presentation, the way you're presenting it, will be something much deeper and much more interesting. You can buy tickets, individual tickets, if you didn't buy a series ticket. You can purchase individual tickets for the concert. What's the best way to get them?
Well, our subscriptions, by the way, are still on sale. And I think if you plan to see us maybe more than once this year, it really makes a lot of sense to either by a very small subscription package that we call Pick 3, where you can just pick any three performances out of all the symphonic presentations or the chamber music concerts that we do and get a very substantial discount. Or you can buy a subscription to just the symphonic concerts or just the chamber music series. And by the way, because of our ongoing collaboration and friendship with the University of Louisiana in Lafayette, we have a special discount, on top of all the discounts. We have discounts for all the faculty members and staff of the university, additional 15% on all of our subscriptions. So the university has been such a great friend of the orchestra. We very often use the performance space or the rehearsal space free of charge. We did a lot of collaborations in the past, so we felt it was very the right thing to do to extend our hand and perhaps enable more people to get tickets to our performances. Yes, to get our tickets, you can simply log to our website, www.acadianasymphony.org. We have full menu of information how to get both the subscription tickets and the single tickets. You can call our office at 232-4277. And of course, the single tickets will be available at the box office right before the concert. And I think it would be good to remind our listeners that we changed the starting time of our concerts from last year, that we're starting last year and the years previous at 7:30. This year, the concert will start at 6 o'clock. So you can buy the ticket, make a dinner reservation. The concert will be done probably over around 7:20, so you can make a dinner reservation for 7:30 or 8 o'clock. Have a wonderful evening of music and food.
Yeah. You can have this beautiful experience and know that you have time to relax and enjoy that and talk about the concert over dinner. So 6 o'clock, it starts this coming Saturday. You can buy individual tickets, but as Mariusz said, you can still buy the entire series or the pick three. And if you're UL faculty or staff, you can get an extra discount on those series tickets. How long will that discount be available?
I'm pretty sure it will be still this week. So today and tomorrow, I'm not sure about Monday, but I'll encourage everybody who is listening to us, just go on our website and check it or call our office and have our friendly staff that will accommodate every request and will answer all the questions.
And good thing to get your tickets before Saturday so you can use them on Saturday to hear the concert. Again, the beginning this theme of water, which will be throughout the year, and the following 2 years will be which elements?
Fire is the next season because it's our 30th anniversary. We try to making as splashy and full of fireworks as possible. And again, explore the relationship between the basic elements that always influence human race and symphonic music. And the year after, we'll explore the relationship between music and earth.
I'm sure there'll be some interesting pieces for that. Mm. And we'll have you back to talk more about those. But right now, we are talking about the season Water. The first concert of the season, the Master Concerts, is this Saturday, September 21st, at the Hyman Performing Arts Center. You do have a really special concert coming up next month. Another reason to get a series ticket. You commissioned a work that has to do with water we're very familiar with, the Atchafalaya.
Atchafalaya Basin, yes. There's a lot of efforts. There have been a lot of efforts recently to bring the public closer to the Atchafalaya Basin, particularly by the local Boy Scouts. And we decided to collaborate with them and hire a composer who is experienced in bringing those type of subjects into a symphonic composition and show the beauty of the Atchafalaya and tell the story of the Boy Scouts that are trying to bring it closer to the youth from other regions of the United States and a local community through the efforts of cleaning and building special bases and the tour trips, etc., etc. So a New York-based composer by the name of Glenn McClure wrote so-called Environmental Oratorio, which uses a narration written by one of the Boy Scouts who spent substantial part of the summer at the Atchafalaya. The composition also uses two original Cajun tunes to give the sort of local musical flavor to the composition. And the music will be most likely accompanied by photography also, showing the Atchafalaya from different angles. Sort of telling the story again on two levels, actually on three levels, because it'll be music, words, and visual elements. And I think we all should be proud that we live in a really beautiful part of the world. And very often people travel thousands and thousands of miles to experience something beautiful and a scenic view, while, you know, around our background, 15 minutes drive down the road, we may have something equally, if not more, fascinating to see and to watch. And hopefully this musical composition will make people wonder about the beauty of something that they can find relatively close to where they live.
Right, and for those of us without boats who only see it going across the on the highway, this will really give us a chance to see some beautiful photography and hear the music that's been inspired by it. But as you say, the Boy Scouts are working very hard to create these trails and this camp that will be available to people from all over the world. Mm-hmm. So something we can share in also. You can, again, purchase series tickets and the concert this Saturday and Legacy of the Atchafalaya, which is in October, can be a part of that series as well. And as always, you can look on their website to find out more about the entire series. I believe you all have a Facebook page, too?
Yes, of course, we have a Facebook page.
Of course.
And all the information.
And you'll get those updates regularly if you like.
And between this symphonic concert in September and the symphonic presentation in October, we have our first chamber music concert, which will bring to town one of the most talented harp players in the United States, Bridget Kirby, who is already on the faculty of Juilliard School of Music in New York City, wonderful player who already is booked when she comes here for master classes and special presentations.
And what is the date of that concert,
It's the first Sunday of October. I believe it's October 5th or October 6th.
October 6th.
October 6th.
And I know that Valerie Green, who does our harpistry program, just recorded an interview with Bridget.
Wonderful.
And so she's going to be playing that on her harpistry program. People will be able to hear her music and hear her talk about her music.
Yeah, Bridget is one of those harpists and those musicians that doesn't really know and accept any artistic boundaries. So when you come and listen to her, you will have example of wonderful, elegant, typical French style of harp playing. But she'll also play very spicy Argentinian tangos and Cuban dances and South American rhythms. Really, really interesting performer.
Right, and that's a part of the chamber series, and you can purchase a series ticket for the chamber series or individual tickets.
Yes, they can be purchased as a special series for the chamber series, and it can be part of what we call all 10. We have 6 symphonic concerts and 4 chamber music concerts, and there are those subscriptions available. And again, if you buy those pick 3, you can pick any.
Including
between
a chamber.
Any, between chamber and symphonic.
Right. And that will be at the Acadiana Center for the Arts.
Right. All our chamber concerts are happening at ACA, and all of our symphonic concerts, except for the last one in the spring, are presented at the Hyman Performing Arts Center.
So Bridget Kibbe with the Chamber Orchestra, that will be on October 6th at the Acadiana Center for the Arts, their first master concert of the season this Saturday at the Hyman Performing Arts Center at 6 o'clock with guest artist Viktor Valkov. He won the New Orleans International Piano Competition last year. Thank you so much, Mariusz.
Thank you very much.